WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump is expected today at Arlington National Cemetery. He will mark 3 years since the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan and the bombing at the Kabul airport that left 13 U.S. service members dead. Trump expected to tie opponent Kamala Harris to the withdrawal. Fighting resuming between Israel and Hezbollah after a short-lived calm over the weekend. As for the fight with Hamas,
the White House is showing some optimism in ceasefire talks. A senior administration official says even though Hamas rejected the latest deal, Hamas negotiators are still in Cairo where discussions are happening. And U.S. officials say the U.S. was not involved in the Israeli airstrikes over the weekend, but they did help the IDF track incoming attacks.
ABC's Perry Rossum. Italy launching a manslaughter investigation into the deaths of seven people on board that super yacht that sank last week, killing seven off the coast of Sicily. Extreme heat in much of the middle part of the country today. Extreme flooding in the Grand Canyon killed a hiker over the weekend. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
As Baraboo is facing budget deficits in the upcoming years, officials are asking city taxpayers to help in order to maintain service levels. The Common Council voted 8-1 during a special meeting on Thursday to put a $2 million continuing operating referendum on the November 5th ballot. If passed, that referendum would add roughly $510 annually to property taxes for owners of a $250,000 home in the city, increasing the projected yearly amount to roughly $2,993 in 2025. The city's projected tax levy for 2025 is just over $9.5 million and would increase to just over $11.5 million if the referendum passes. Residents of the same home would pay roughly $2,483 in property taxes in 2025 without the referendum. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning in effect. It'll be mostly sunny, 94 the high, but the heat index 100 to 110 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm 73. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late day thunderstorms with a high of 94. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 8:03 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. We hope you are having a great start to your day. I know Mondays are a little fickle, and with this heat, well, it's going to be a tough one. Here's Naked Eyes. Always something there to remind me.
Along the city streets, you used to walk along with me, and every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be.
Where we used to go, and I'll be there. Well, how can
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous. The best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart, and I need you now tonight, and I need you more than ever, and if you
of the heart.
Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 8 now, Finn. And here we are in day like 3,924 of another presidential election, or at least that's kind of how it feels. Although I will say this about politics right now. The fact that it's going to be basically a shorter than average cycle just because of President Biden stepping down and putting Kamala Harris in place. According to polls, people are okay with that. They're like an 80-day cycle. That's not horrible. And you know what? They kind of do that in other countries. They have a really short election cycle where people don't get so drugged down into the mud with the whole thing, you know? Yeah. So maybe we're on to something in this country. Maybe not. Who knows? We tend to be slow learners in the United States. However, I did want to talk about this because it's interesting. And this is not serious politics in any way, shape, or form. Let's just preface it with that. This same set of questions actually went viral in June when it was still old dude versus old dude in the presidential race. So let's see how things have now changed. There's a legitimate polling company out there that asked if Trump or Kamala would be better at 20 random things that have absolutely nothing to do with politics. Things in real life that the rest of us actually do, okay? Trump won 11 categories in the first poll, Biden won 8, and they tied on who'd be a better designated driver. In the new poll, though, Kamala won all but 4. To simplify it, we're not counting people who chose the lazy answers of not sure or equally good. So here are the first 4 things that Trump won. Who would win at arm wrestling? Well, 71% of people said that Kamala would, or that Trump would win in an arm wrestling event. Kamala actually did a little bit better on that one than Joe did. Who would give better financial advice? 58% of people said it would be Donald Trump. Who would win at poker? 65% of people said it would be Trump. And who would be better at celebrity impersonations? 61% of people said it would be Trump. Now, the next 8 are all things that Kamala won, but it was somewhat close. Survive longer on a deserted island. She got the vote with 57%. Who would win at pub trivia? That was another one on this particular poll. She also won that one with 58% of the vote. Who would give better parenting advice? It was her with 59% of the vote. More likely to help a stranger? She won that one as well with 60% of the vote. Who spends more time getting ready in the morning? 60% of people said that Kamala definitely spends a little bit more time than Trump. Better designated driver, 61% of people say it would be Kamala, which is a little weird. Trump is not a drinker, as far as we all know, but people still think it would be Kamala. More likely to keep a secret, 61% say that it would be Kamala. And more likely to return a lost wallet, again, 61% of people say it would be Kamala Harris. Now the rest, which weren't even very close at all. The better house guest, 64% of people say it would be her. Who would give better relationship advice? I told you none of this was serious. 66% of people say it would be Kamala. Who would be the more trustworthy babysitter? 69% of people, I should say, think it would be Kamala. Well, that's good. We'll leave the kids with Kamala and we'll go golf with Trump. It'll be fine. More likely to remember your birthday. 69% of people again say it would be Kamala. Who has the better fashion sense? She won that one by 70% of the vote. Well, it's an old guy in suits a lot of the time. I mean, that one just kind of checks out, right? Mm-hmm. Better handling of spicy food. 74% of people say it's going to be Kamala. Who would win in a dance-off? 78% of people say it would be her. And who would win in a cook-off? 83% of people say it would be Kamala Harris, which also checks because she does love to cook and there's a lot of videos circulating online of her in the kitchen. Now, as you would expect in a poll this ridiculous, people's answers, even in a poll this ridiculous, were split among party lines. Republicans think Trump would win everything except who spends more time getting ready in the morning. They think Kamala does. And Democrats think Kamala would win everything except who spends more time getting ready in the morning. They think Trump does. So just proving that even in a ridiculous poll, you're never going to please the masses.
Exactly. You can't please all of the people all of the time, can
no,
you?
No, you cannot. And especially in politics, as divisive as things are in this country right now, you're definitely not going to please most of the people any of the time. At least that's what I've learned over the last
few weeks. The remembering birthday thing is not fair, though, because don't you think that women remember birthdays better than men do?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I think
I don't want
to
stereotype, but it to me it just seems
for the
like
most
the
part
ladies
we'll say
are better
for
at
the
that,
most
yeah.
part we'll say because there are some guys out there who are right on top of those things. But yeah, I think that one might be a little bit of an unfair advantage. But even with the ridiculous polls, we still can't come to any sort of agreement. So there is that. Tells you everything you need to know about how things are going though in this country. So there you have it, people. Oh my goodness. We live in very weird
There's
got to
be something we can all agree on though. Monday stink. There you go.
There you go. That and these polls are stupid. Maybe that as well. Maybe we can agree on that one too. I don't know, but it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot that we can come to terms with anymore in this country. Now, one of the things that I think we can come to terms with, hopefully we can anyway, is that this heat is going to be ridiculous today. And we all do love Circus World, but I do want to remind everybody who might have plans to head over to Circus World in their last week of Big Top performances that they're running on an abbreviated schedule today and tomorrow because of that heat. They're only going to be open from 9 until 1. They will resume their normal hours and show schedule Wednesday through Sunday. Now, the performance schedule today and tomorrow will be as follows. Kids World Circus will be at 9:30 this morning. The Guide and Wagon Tour at 10 o'clock. The Big Top Show Blast Off will happen at 11 o'clock. Then the Human Cannonball Ball will be shot at 12:30. Those grounds will close at 1 o'clock. Obviously, this is for the safety of not only guests who might be on the grounds, but the animals, the performers, and the staff over at Circus World. It's just not going to be a great day to be outside. Let's be honest about it, shall we? Because this is just disgusting. So if you do have to be outside for any reason today, please, please be careful. Please take it easy. I know there's some people who can't get out of working in the heat. That is their main job. Lots of water, hydrate, some breaks, some shade, all of that good stuff when you can, because this is just going to be, talk about things that are ridiculous. This heat might be as ridiculous as politics in this country right now, because this is just stupid silly. Excessive heat warning in effect for today. We're talking lots of sunshine. Our high is going to be 94, Finn, but then when you factor in the humidity and you start talking about heat indexes, well, we are talking 100 to 110 today.
Yeah.
So yeah, the air conditioner is going to be running in overdrive just for the next couple of days.
I'm
going
to stick to my cave. So when of this blows over, you let me know and I'll come back outside.
It's just going to be disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I wish I could say something different about it. I mean, even if you're one of those people who's like, oh, I love the heat. Nobody loves it when it's this hot. How do you even accomplish anything when it's this hot? Partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm possible tonight down to 73. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy once again. We could see a late day thunderstorm, equally as warm, though, with a high around 94. Right now, it's 76. Now, I was looking at the forecast here, and it looks like the heat and the humidity last this excessiveness through tomorrow. And then we're going to get back down into the 80s. And then I never like to look too far ahead because, well, Mother Nature, she likes to change things pretty rapidly on us, right? But it looks like for your Labor Day weekend, we're talking temperatures between 75 and 80 with lots of sunshine. So fingers crossed that Mother Nature actually gives us a break and maybe this is the last bout of this really excessive heat. And I always think about this time of year when kids are going back to school. Why would she want to make it this hot when the kids are just trying to concentrate in a classroom? Now, I know this isn't the olden days. Like when we went to school and there was no air conditioning, right? And they just had to open those old windows. Yeah. And then, but you think about the buses, the kids who have to ride the buses in this kind of heat. And you think about the fact that they've got to be outside once in a while. It's just brutal. So hopefully,
it's not pleasant.
No. So hopefully Mother Nature is able to straighten some things out, give us our heat this time around before the kids right here in this area at least go back to school. I know that doesn't help kids in other parts of the country that are experiencing this heat and they're already back in the classroom. But hopefully around here, our students can be nice and cool when they go back to school.
Do you remember any of those days going back to school and it was just so brutal hot? Yeah.
I mean, we had a few days. I remember South Dakota because, well, South Dakota, it's always hot and windy, especially till about late September, early October. They would basically make the call that we were only going to be in school until about noon anyway. Because at that time, again, the olden days, we had one of the, like those four-story old brick buildings.
Right.
You had to climb a million stairs. As you got higher in the building, it just got hotter and hotter because all of the heat would rise up. Didn't matter how many windows you had open. It just did not. It was just gross. It was gross. So yeah, I remember those days. Now, I didn't ride any buses. What about you? Do you remember the olden days, as we like to call
it? Oh, yeah, I remember those classrooms getting really warm, really warm.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't ride the bus either, so yeah.
Don't you? I remember those days. And if you're you know, back to school in the olden days like we were, you remember just how lethargic you felt, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you just wanted to put your head down on your desk, and it was hard to concentrate. It was hard to listen to the teacher. Even just sitting in your little desk, you were sweating because it was just so warm in there. And then finally, they would say that it was time to go home, and it was the most glorious, happiest day of your life, because it was just, those rooms were awful. They were absolutely awful. So hopefully we can get rid of this heat and everything calms down before our kiddos go back to school, at least in this area. Now, coming up later on this hour, Finn, we can't forget about our pets of the week. We're going to talk about those cute, adorable, furry faces over at the Sauk County Humane Society who need really great homes. Join us for that before 9 o'clock. And I've already seen a sneak peek. They are adorable.
Yeah.
They are absolutely
adorable. We say that every week, but they are just absolutely adorable.
In fact, I had to take a screenshot of our puppy of the week, because I'm gonna you know, a little surprise here. I don't want to give too much away, but it's a beagle, and that happens to be Corey's favorite dog. Is a cute little beagle. So I was like, oh, look at him, he's adorable. So I don't know, though, after this last few days of Aspen and her owies, I don't know how she would take to another dog in the house. She started making sounds that I didn't think were absolutely humanly possible coming out of her. It's a lot of whining and moaning, and then you get the jowls involved, so there's a lot of kind of sounds coming out. It's the weirdest.
So these were the protest sounds, the sounds of protest?
Apparently so. And when we went to the vet on Friday, there was just so much crying. I was like, she walks around and whines, but it's not actual crying. This was actual crying. And I was like, seriously, there are people sitting on the floor right now rubbing your tummy, giving you peanut butter on a stick. What could you possibly have to cry about right now? There's nothing. Your owies are even superficial. They're not even that bad. You have nothing to cry about. Spoiled girl is what she is. Anyway, our pets of the week coming up later on here on Max FM.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Stanley Day is back at Tin Roof Dairy in downtown Baraboo. It was a huge hit in May, so they are bringing it back prior to school starting. Bring any Stanley-style cup and get it filled with 20 or 24 ounces of ice cream. Get 20 ounces for $10 or 24 ounces for just $12. Don't miss out. Be on the lookout for more events coming down the pike at Tin Roof Dairy in Baraboo.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
99.7 Max FM. It's 8:25 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great Monday. It's Toto now. This is Hold the Line on 99.7 Max FM.
It's not in the way.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:29 right now. And this week, of course, we're getting ready for Labor Day weekend. If we can just get through the next few days, that is. I know it's only Monday. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. But you really got to go check out Baraboo.com because there's a full list of events that are happening in and around the area. Basically, Thursday through next Monday, lots of live music in the area. They're going to have that fish fry down at Devil's Lake State Park on Friday evening. And of course, you've also got to check out the Baraboo River Rendezvous that's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this coming weekend. And then, of course, you don't want to forget Farmers Market, the West Baraboo Saturday Market. You've got haunted downtown tours, all sorts of things on the schedule if you want to hang out, rest and recoup, and just get ready for another school year because, after all, in about a week or so, we're going to be talking about the kids going back to school, which is hard to believe, isn't it? Summer always goes way too quickly. It's like our weekends. Those go way too quickly. And then the rest of the year and even the weeks, as you know, if you look at it and align it, those go way too slow. We like the things that, take very little time out of our day. That's why we love a good weekend, and that's why summers are always the best. So check it out, though, baraboo.com. Do a little planning, and remember, you can also hit up maxfmbigdeals.com and get yourself some discounted certificates and instant downloads for all of the things right here in this area if you're going to be hanging out with us over the Labor Day weekend, coming up way too quickly. We've got a detailed look at your forecast in just a moment. Looks like it's just going to be very hot and humid over the next couple of days. In fact, that excessive heat warning in effect for today. Sean Cable's going to tell you what to expect in just a moment here on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, Physician's Assistant in Orthopedics.
The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
The Packers wrapped up the preseason with a 2-1 record, closing out with a 30-7 win over Baltimore on Saturday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Now the wait begins for several players to find out whether or not their efforts have been good enough to land a spot on the roster. Packers running back Emmanuel Wilson.
When it comes down to the cuts, if I'm still here, I'm blessed and destined. I'll focus on Brazil. But other than that, just here right now, just trying to enjoy the moment and, you know, let the rest come to me.
Packers have to be down to 53 players by 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Luke Fickell starts his second season as head coach of the football Badgers when they open up against Western Michigan at Camp Randall this Friday. Brewers dropped their series finale to Oakland 4-3 on Sunday. Gary Sanchez and Willie Adames both homered in the loss. Today's an off day. The Brewers host the Giants tomorrow night. Keegan Bradley capturing the BMW championship in Castle Rock, Colorado, earning a one-shot victory yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning in effect. It'll be mostly sunny, 94 the high, but the heat index 100 to 110 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm 73. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late day thunderstorms with a high of 94. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76. 99.7.
Thank you so much for spending your Monday with us. Remember, Pets of the Week coming up next if you're looking to add an adorable furry friend to your household. Here's Culture Club. This is Karma Chameleon now on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Took the midnight train going in.
been raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching in the night.
Don't stop believing. There is Journey. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:42 right now. And Finn, before we jump into our calendar days, we promised it earlier this hour. We've got to talk about these amazing pets of the week. And boy, oh boy, are these a couple of cuties this week. And of course, they're up for adoption right now over at the Sauk County Humane Society. Let's start with Captain, our dog of the week. He is a one-year-old beagle, and he came into the shelter as a stray. Isn't he a sweetheart? Oh, yeah. My goodness. Beagles are just always the best. They're just fun-loving. They've always got their nose
ears
to the ground.
Yeah.
They've got the big floppy ears. They're just awesome. And Captain, according to the Humane Society, is your typical beagle. He's always ready for an adventure. He enjoys walks because obviously he always wants to pick up some sort of awesome scent and follow a trail. Now, because he's always on the hunt for something to sniff, he does pull when he's on a leash walk. So he's definitely going to need some training on his leash skills and some of his manners. He did actually attend nursing home pet therapy and a big hit with the residents as well, which means he's just a typical happy-go-lucky little beagle guy is what he is.
He looks that way. Look at that face.
Yeah, he's just adorable. This is Corey's favorite dog breed, by the way. So he was all in on Captain this morning. Now, Captain should be able to share his home with another dog and kids. And if you are a beagle lover, you really have to check out Captain because he is going to bark in his bay pray his way into your heart. He will be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before he goes home. He is just a little love bug. So make sure you check out Captain. Then we have our cat of the week, and I hope I pronounce this right. Nezuko is our cat of the week. He is a 2.5-year-old black domestic short hair cat, and he is just waiting for his forever home. Isn't he beautiful with his golden eyes?
He looks like he knows something that we don't know.
Right?
Like he's privy to some information that none of us have.
I totally agree. He's just beautiful, though. He is easygoing. He's somewhat independent. Nezuko will cautiously explore his new home, and then he's going to be ready to settle in for some well-deserved lap time. He enjoys batting balls across the floor and having you entertain him with a wand toy. Well, don't we all? Socializers call him the sweetest guy. He's neutered. He'll be microchipped and up to date on vaccines before he goes home. He just looks like one of those cats that's going to fit in pretty much anywhere where you stick him, doesn't mm-hmm. he? He's going to adapt. But his nose is even like pure black as well, yeah. which is kind of cool. So all you really see on him are the outline of his whiskers and then these beautiful golden eyes. He's just absolutely stunning. So check out Nezuko if you're looking to add a feline friend to the house as well. Yesterday, Corey and I were on the interstate and, you know, passing cars and all of that. We were in the middle lane and I happened to look over at this truck and I was like, oh, say hi to the kitty. And in the window was this beautiful, completely opposite of Nezuko, head to toe white cat with these beautiful turquoise-ish color eyes, just looking out the window, batting at the cars as they passed by. I was like, all right, that's awesome. You don't usually see cats in the car like that, but it was a good time. Now, over at the Humane Society right now, they have puppies, and even more puppies. Lots of puppies right now in their care. Now, while they're cute and everybody loves a good puppy, right? Adopting a puppy, this is a good reminder for anybody looking to add a dog friend to the home, a companion. They take a lot of time, energy, and preparation. As with any pet, adopting a puppy, you've got to really be sure that breed's going to fit your family and their lifestyle. You and I talk about that all the time, right? A cute face can be pretty deceiving. If you're looking for an active, hiking the trails, through the woods buddy, or maybe a small lap dog, you got to be sure you're getting the right one, because once they grow up, you can't shrink them back down, Finn, if you wanted something smaller and lap dogish, right? Maybe you're looking for more of a couch potato who wants a companion for movie nights. These are things you have to take into consideration. So make sure that you talk to the Humane Society when you're looking to add a new pet to the household, because a lot of pets end up becoming strays or surrendered when reality hits families and they realize that super cute puppy that they adopted just a few months ago,
than they can handle.
Exactly. So before you do any sort of adopting of a puppy or any age pet, you really have to make sure you're doing some research and you make plans to have time and also put in the effort that's required to raise that younger dog or that baby, because essentially they're babies and they stay in that baby mindset for a couple of years before they mature and they get, and they're silly and they're funny, but you got to be ready for the chewing. You got to be ready for the potty training if they haven't been potty trained yet. And sometimes there's going to be accidents and you got to make sure that you have proper toys. I mean, we've been there, right? You and I have been there with the younger dog. Mm-hmm. So there's also the ongoing vet bills, care, food, depending on what kind of coat they have. Is it going to be a dog that requires haircuts all the time? Or are they going to be somebody that just requires a trim or doesn't need to go in very often? These are all things that you have to take into account when you're looking to add a new furry friend into the household. Now, obviously, we've been talking a lot about the heat today. Just another reminder from the Sauk County Humane Society that the weather is going to be brutal. We've lost that pleasant weather we had last week. So if you do have pets outside, or, you know, if they like to be outside, yeah, no cars. If they like to be outside, maybe shortening the amount of time that they can actually be out there and all that good stuff. Making sure that their paws are doing okay on the pavement. Because if we have an air temperature today of 94, you know what that's like. If you can't put your hand on the pavement because it's too hot, they've got to walk on that. So think about those types of things today. And then, of course, volunteer orientation coming up Saturday, September 7th. You can actually get your application just by going online to the website or going into the shelter. Children 8 to 18 can volunteer. You just have to have an adult volunteer with you. I don't want to jump too far ahead, but it is National Dog Day today, by the way. So it's appropriate that we've got these amazing pets and we're talking about lots of puppies piece today on National Dog Appreciation Day. So show the dog that you might already have some love, or if you want to help out shelter animals and maybe show the dog some love at the Sauk County Humane Society, the foster pups right now are in need of pedigree canned lamb and rice puppy food. They're growing fast, and Finn, you and I both know that a growing puppy eats a whole lot. It's kind of like growing kids in the house, right? Mm-hmm. Connie, our volunteer who lines up all this information for me, she has four of the puppy fosters right now in her home, and they're eating each of them four cans of food a day.
They're growing pops. Come
That's
on.
That's right. They're going to be happy and healthy little things.
Like a teenager. Yeah.
Exactly. They also need canned cat food because there's also a lot of cats in their care right now at the Humane Society. And as always, to take care of all of these shelter animals and do some cleaning, they need bleach, liquid laundry detergent, and Dawn dish soap. If you can help out with any of those things, you can pick them up. You can deliver it right to the Sauk County Humane Society. Or if you don't want to do the shopping yourself, maybe you don't have time, but you still want to help, they also have an Amazon wish list and a Chewy wish list where you can order the things off of that and have it delivered right to their door and still help out all of these amazing animals and all of these amazing workers and volunteers as well, because they are full up right now as far as residents go at the Sauk County Humane Society. Now, if you want to check out that volunteer application, if you want to see what's on their wish list items as far as what they need right now, if you want to check out all of the photos of these adorable faces, if you want to see Captain, if you want to see Nazuko, saukhumane.org. That is where you need to go to get all of that information. It's like one-stop shopping. I love it. It doesn't get much easier than that. All right. So we've already hit one of our calendar days. It is National Dog Day. So again, appreciate the pups in your life. But we have some other calendar days that are going to get us through this Monday. Today is Make Your Own Luck Day today. So there you go. If you feel like one of the unluckiest people in the world, which is usually me, Finn, you go out and you create your own luck. Now, I have a kid who's the complete opposite, Max. He is one of the luckiest human beings I've ever seen, and it's so stinking annoying.
And it just happens, right?
It does. He's just one of those people. If you're somewhere and they're giving away door prizes, his name is going to be called once at least, maybe twice, where he'll decline the second prize. He's just that person. He wins at bingo every time you get under one of those tents at a fair. I mean, it's just kind of how it goes. Today is also National Toilet Paper Day. Well, that's a very important one that we should be celebrating every single day. I mean, there was a period of time not that far in the past, Finn, when we were all almost out of toilet paper. So we learned what it's like to have those first world conveniences in our hands. Today is also Women's Equality Day, also known as Women's Right Day. Now, this one has a little history. It commemorates the adoption of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which prohibits denying the right to vote to citizens of the United States based on their gender. Prior to its adoption, obviously, if you've read your history books, you know that women were not guaranteed the right to vote on any sort of national level. The first time an amendment dedicated to women's suffrage was introduced was in 1878, and then there were similar amendments introduced numerous times over the next 41 years until the House and Senate both approved the amendment in 1919. It took 41 years for people to believe that women could actually vote, that we actually had enough in our heads that we could go out and make a logical decision. Obviously, once you add an amendment to the Constitution, it then needed to be approved by two-thirds of the states, and it was lobbied for by suffragists. On August 24th, 1920, Tennessee became the 36th state and final state needed to ratify this new amendment to the Constitution. Then, why we celebrate it today, on August 26th, 1920, Secretary of State Bainbridge Colby actually signed a proclamation that added the 19th Amendment finally to the U.S. Constitution. So that is why we celebrate Women's Equality Day or the Women's Rights Day today on August 26th. That was a long history, but I feel like it's important.
It was necessary.
I don't know if people realize. I mean, a lot of people realize it was the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, but I know there was a lot of details that were in that, but I don't know if people realize it took 41 years for women to win the right to vote. And they literally had to fight. So when I say win, that's essentially what they did. They won the right to vote. Let's see. It is also National Got Checked Day. And this is one of those ones. This is one of those days, I should say, that is very important because it's dealing with our own health. You know, all of those physicals and all of those tests that doctors want us to go through every now and then, and none of us want to do it. We tend to blow them off. Today is the day where you make those appointments and you say, you know what, I'm going to go in and I'm going to have that blood work done. I'm going to have that physical done. Maybe, ladies, you're going to have that mammogram done. Mm-hmm. All of that good stuff. And none of those are fun, but they are
necessary.
They are very necessary. Let's see, what else do we have on this list? It is also, here's a good one. As we get into the food, it's National McChicken Day. Why do we celebrate it on August 26th? I have no idea, but who doesn't love a good McChicken? I think they're one of my favorite things, honestly, if I go through a McDonald's drive-thru. I do love a good McChicken. Who doesn't love something that is like deep-fried with breading on it and covered in mayo and lettuce? It's delicious.
It's a no-brainer.
It's delicious. And then on this very hot day, you've got to be careful with this one. I advise not taking it outside, but it would be so good on a 94-degree day with heat indexes of 100 to 110. It's National Cherry Popsicle Day today as well. I mean, is there a better one? I think not. Maybe you could argue grape. Everything else is just second in comparison. Banana's good. Banana's good. That's Max's favorite as well. Dexter's always like, banana popsicles are really hard to find, though. And they can be. They can be. I give him that. But Cherry Popsicle Day, people, if you want to enjoy a cold treat, you're going to have Kool-Aid if you take it outside. It's
just another way to stay hydrated, I guess. Today.
It's just going to be gross out there. Speaking of that, let's talk about this weather. Hot and humid with that excessive heat warning in effect for today. Mostly sunny, 94 for a high. I just mentioned the heat index, and I don't think we can say it enough because it is going to be brutal out there. 100 to 110 today with that heat index. Partly cloudy tonight with isolated thunderstorms possible. 73 for our low, then partly cloudy. We're not out of the question to see a late day thunderstorm tomorrow as well with a high near 94. Right now, it is 76. And before we wrap up here this time around, Finn, I do just want to make sure everybody understands that Circus World, because of the heat in their final week of Big Top performances, is going to be running on a shortened schedule today and tomorrow, obviously for the safety of the animals, the performers, staff, and any guests who might be on the grounds. Today and tomorrow, they are going to be open from 9 until 1. They'll resume their normal hours again on Wednesday, and that will continue through Sunday. So the performance schedule will be this for today. At 9:30 this morning, so just a little over a half hour from now, they're going to have that Kids World Circus. Then they're going to have guided wagon tours at 10 o'clock this morning. The Big Top Show Blast Off will happen at 11 o'clock under the Big Top, of course. And then the Human Cannonball will be shot out into the air at 12:30. And then those grounds will close at 1 o'clock so that everybody can get where it's cool, hopefully, and stay nice and safe today. So just remember that, of course, if you want all those details again, you can check out the Circus World Facebook page where they've got that entire itinerary listed for today and tomorrow. Now, we got to get ready for a 50-minute music hour. We're going to do that next. But before we can get back to the music, of course, we've got to take a look at our community calendar. It's brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's the 30th annual Baraboo River Rendezvous, a pre-1840 fur trade reenactment Labor Day weekend. This will be Friday, August 30th through Sunday the 1st from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. It's at Spirit Point on Mill Race Drive in Baraboo. Come enjoy the 1800-style food, games, live demonstrations, competitions, as well as live music. You can check out their Facebook page for all the details. Again, this will be Labor Day weekend, Friday the 30th through September 1st, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., Spirit Point, Mill Race Drive in Baraboo.
And it's time once again for the Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throw. The event will feature a parade, stages for entertainment, arts and crafts, food booths, a 5K and 10K run, and so much more. This will all be happening at Marion Park in Prairie-du-Sac. You can get all the details at wiscowchip.com, W-I-S-cowchip.com. Friday events will include live music from 5 until 9, the corporate throw at 5:30. Then on Saturday, it's the big day of events, food court open all day long. The 5K and 10K will start the day. Then the cow chip breakfast, you've got the farmer's market, a petting zoo, volleyball tournament, again, arts and crafts, so many events taking place, and the official Wisconsin State Adult and Team Cow Chip Throw will begin at 1 p.m. All the details, again, can be found at wiscowchip.com.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at